朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
感谢主，在过去两个礼拜我们连续思想一个主题，就是忠心的管家。
The past two sermons, God has been willing to let us meditate on the topic being a faithful steward.
两个礼拜以前，我们从马太福音25章，我们给忠心下了一些定义。
Two weeks ago, from Matthew 25, we gave a definition to the word faithful.
什么是忠心呢？就是负责尽职，坚持到底，而且殷勤的尽本分，是圣经给忠心下的定义。
The scriptural definition for faithfulness is to be responsible, to do to your utmost ability, and to stick to the end.
上一个礼拜天，我们从路加福音16章给管家定了一个范围。
And then last week we looked at Luke 16, and we gave a definition for steward.
神让我们做管家，一定给了一些东西给我们管理。
God gave us something to look over.
神所给的是所有我们今天在世上所拥有的一切，都是神给我们的一些礼物。
Everything that we have comes from God.
让我们因着他给我们的忠心的管理，成为一个忠心的管家。
And as we keep the things that God gave us faithfully, then we become a faithful steward.
上个礼拜我们讲了一个非常重要的一个真理，就是如何从管家的真理来建立一个基督徒的世界观。
From last week's sermon, we can build up a Christian value system.
有两个诗歌，我相信许多的弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱的，一个诗歌叫做《这世界非我家》。
There are two hymns that are favorite of Christians. One is This World is Not My Home.
我们很喜欢这首诗歌。
We love this hymn.
因为每一次唱这首诗歌的时候，我们就想到我们在地上不过是客旅而已。
When we think of this hymn, we think about ourselves that we are only guests.
有一天我们要从这里经过，要回到那永远在天上的家乡。
We will return to our everlasting home in heaven.
但是很可惜，这个诗歌有一点美中不足。
But there is some shortcoming in this hymn.
有许多的弟兄姊妹，许多的基督徒也因着这首诗歌带了一个不太积极、逃避现实的一种出世的一种世界观的基督徒。
From this hymn, some have developed a worldview which is sort of pessimistic, and you're not very aggressive in the world.
那么另外一首诗歌，我觉得可以做这首诗歌的平衡，就是这世界是天父的世界。
Another hymn is This World is My Father's World.
我觉得这两首诗歌不是互相矛盾，而是互相补充。
These two hymns complement each other.
虽然我们知道我们今天要在这个世界好像旅客一样。
Although we just pass through in this world.
没有一样东西今天在世界上可以吸引着我们，让我们停顿在这里不往前走。
Nothing can attract us so much on this world that we do not move on forward.
是的，我们有一种出世的一种境界。
Yes, in that sense, we transcend the world.
但是当我们唱到这世界是天父的世界的时候，主提醒我们，在这个短暂的人生的时间里面，主给我们有一些特别的托付。
But as we sing the other hymn, we are reminded that this world is indeed our Father's world, and we have certain responsibilities.
管家的要求也就在这短暂的年岁里面成为神对我们的要求。
And the requirement for being a steward has to be fulfilled during our time on earth.
信耶稣，我们得永生。
Yes, when we believe in Christ, we have eternal life.
信耶稣，我们可以有一个进到永恒国度里面的一个通行证。
We have an ID that will allow us to enter into heaven.
但是今天不要忘记，我们信耶稣乃是从今生一直进到永恒，不是从死以后才开始享受那个信耶稣的好处。
But let us be reminded, after we believe in Christ, we still live on earth.
上个礼拜我也特别强调一件事情，忠心的管家不是单单只在教会里面忠心而言。
And last week I pointed out that to be a faithful steward does not limit itself to the church.
不是教我们怎么样在教会里面侍奉而已。
It doesn't limit itself to just serving in the church.
忠心的管家也是教我们怎么样在世界上
成为他的见证。To be a faithful steward also means to be testify for him in this world.
所以如果忠心的管家照着主的话，将来要受审判的话。
And if indeed we are going to be judged as stewards in the future.
主不只是在教会的里面要来成为我们被审判的一些背景。教会外面的生活也是他看重的。
Then God will judge us according to how we serve in the church and how we live outside of the church.
今天早上我想从另外一个角度来看这个题目。
But today we will look at this topic from a different angle.
刚才张弟兄领我们念提摩太后书第四章一节到八节。
Just now we read 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 through 8.
在这一段圣经里面，我们看见神的仆人心里面一个极沉重的一个负担。
And here we see a heavy burden in the servant of God, Paul.
一方面他看见他快要离开这个世界。
On the one hand, he realized that he is about to leave this world.
所以他对于接他衣钵的、接他工作、继续下一棒的这个提摩太，给他一些耳提面命的一些教导。
So he had some urgent things to instruct the one who will succeed him, Timothy.
从第一节到第五节，刚才我们读的，我们发现保罗告诉提摩太怎么样做一个忠心的管家。
And in verses 1 through 5, Paul shared with Timothy how to be a faithful steward.
我们看中文圣经跟英文圣经有一点不一样的地方，比如我们在中文圣经看见第二节说务要传道。
There are some differences in the English and Chinese translation. For example, in verse 2, the Chinese says, you have to preach the word.
英文是 preach the word. 然后到了这个第五节的时候，你要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，是同样两个字传道。但是请各位听英文的翻译是怎么样，第五节。
In verse 5, the English says, you have to do the work of an evangelist.
在第二节提到说保罗提醒提摩太做一个 preacher, 做一个传道人，到第五节是要劝勉他做一个 evangelist, 一个布道者。
In verse 2, Paul encouraged Timothy to be a preacher, and in verse 5, he encouraged him to be an evangelist.
这两个字是不一样。
There are differences.
范围不同，重点不同。
Their emphasis are different.
一方面保罗提醒他你要做一个传道的人，一方面提醒他你要做个布道的人。
You have to be a preacher and you have to be an evangelist.
Evangelist, 布道者这个字在新约只出现过三次。
The word evangelist only appeared 3 times in the New Testament.
在使徒行传二十一章圣经里面特别介绍一个人的名字叫腓力，他的名字叫做传福音的腓力。Philip the evangelist 是那个传福音的腓力。
In Acts chapter 21, the Bible introduced a person by the name of Philip, and he has the name Philip the evangelist.
在以弗所书第四章，我们看见保罗讲到教会真理的时候，神赐给教会一些恩赐，不同的恩赐。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul was sharing how God has given gifts to the church.
里面有一个就是布道家，就是布道者。
And one of the gifts were to be an evangelist.
所以换句话说，保罗在这里提醒提摩太，你要做忠心的管家，特别两件事情，你要忠心到底。一个做一个传真道的人，一个是传福音的人。
So Paul is saying you have to preach 2 things, one the true doctrine of the word and the other the gospel.
这两个有什么不同？
What are the differences?
常常我们在美国如果用英文来讲到一些教会的一些术语的时候，我常常讲有两个字我们常常搞乱。
As we are in the States for a while and we use English more, it's common for us to confuse 2 words in Christian terminology.
一个叫做 evangelicals, 一个叫 evangelism, 这两个字常常搞乱。
These 2 words, evangelicals and evangelism, we always confuse the two.
Evangelicalism 或者 evangelicals 是讲到信仰， evangelism 是讲到工作。
The word evangelical talks about the faith. Evangelism is the actual work.
这两样东西是不能够有偏颇的，不能有偏差的。
And you have to be very careful about the two.
今天有许多的教会非常在信仰上保守，是一个保守派信仰，福音派信仰，我们说它是 evangelicals.
Some churches today, you say they are very conservative, They are evangelicals.
但是今天有许多 evangelicals 而不是 evangelistic， 他信仰很纯正，但不一定在做传福音的工作。
And yet, a lot of churches may have the correct faith of being evangelicals, and yet they do not participate actively in the work of evangelism.
今天有很多的教会非常看重传福音和布道，是一个 evangelistic 的教会，但是不一定是一个非常 evangelical 的教会。
There are also churches that are very in a lot of fervor for evangelism, but their faith is not pure. They are not evangelicals.
保罗在这里劝提摩太说：“你要做一个 preacher， 就是说你要做一个 evangelical workers。”
When Paul says to Timothy, "You should be a preacher," he is telling Timothy to be an evangelical.
因为从第二节一直到第四节，保罗不断地提到教会被建造的重要性。
Because from verse 2 and 4, he is paying emphasis on the building up of the church.
要他看重信仰的教导，就是 teaching for doctrines.
Here, Paul emphasizes sound doctrine.
我觉得在这一方面是今天我们中国教会非常需要的一点。
And this is very important for the Chinese church today.
今年是福音传到中国180整年。
This year marks the 180th anniversary of the arrival of the gospel to Chinese.
在180年里面，大部分的年岁，差不多160年，中国教会非常看重布道的工作。
And for the past 160 years or so, the Chinese church have paid much attention to evangelism.
我们为着许多神给我们的传道人感谢主。
And we praise God for the many preachers that we have.
我们为宋尚杰感谢主。
For example, Dr. John Song.
我们为赵时光感谢主。
Dr. Chow.
我们可以提到许许多多神兴起的一些布道家。
And we can thank God for the many evangelists that God has raised among the Chinese.
但是在中国教会里面，在近十几年、二十年之前，有一个很严重的一个冲突矛盾产生在中国教会里面。
But then there was a tremendous thing that happened for the past 20 years or so.
当在香港中国神学研究院台湾中华福音神学院要开始的时候
That is the time when the China Graduate School of Theology and China Evangelical Seminary were about to start in Asia
在台湾在香港都碰到一些阻力
And they were faced with opposition
为什么要读神学
They were asked, why should we study theology?
现在是传福音的时候，都已经来不及了，你还去读书干什么？
We don't have enough time or effort to preach the gospel. How can we spend time to study?
然后引圣经说，知识是叫人自高自大，难道你们不知道吗？
And some even quoted the Bible. It says, knowledge puffs up.
圣的读神学只有对教会有害，有百害而无一益。
And some even go as far as saying studying theology is no good for the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是一个极端，这是一种偏差。
Of course, this is an extreme viewpoint, and it is incorrect.
好像我常常在讲台上提到感性与理性的平衡一样。
We always talk about the balance between our emotions and our will.
我们需要经历，我们需要理论。
We need experience. We also need theory.
今天中国教会面临这样的一个选择的十字路口，我们不能不小心回到圣经来看神怎么告诉我们，在这一方面做中心的管教。
And when the Chinese church reaches this point of choosing, we have to come back to his words to be faithful stewards.
保罗在这里马上不久就离开世界。
Paul knew he is about to leave the world.
人之将去，其言也善。
And when he is about to leave this world, he wants to speak his heart.
其实人之将去，其言也重，因为这是保罗的感觉。
And these are, in fact, heavy words.
因为保罗有个负担，他不能不把最重要的话在有限的时间里面把它讲出来。
Because he has so many things in his heart that he wants to share with Timothy, and it's so little time.
有一次有个长辈教导我，提醒我，劝导我。
Indeed, I remember my own experience how an elderly person counseled me once.
他说李牧师你以后讲道你要你我要你注意两件事情。
He shared with me, he said, Pastor Lee, when you preach, I want you to pay attention to two things.
我一直记得他这两句话。
I remember him very well.
他说你每一次讲道你要记得你好像第一次讲道一样。
So every time you preach, you should preach as if this was your first time.
我忘不了我第一次讲道的心情。
I can vividly recall how it was my first time.
准备再准备
I prepared and prepared.
背了再背下来
I recited and I recited.
在家里对着镜子练习再练习。
And I practiced in front of the mirror.
眉毛不要随便扬起来。
For example, I shouldn't raise my eyebrows.
手势不要让人家觉得有压迫感。
And the lines of the hand should not give people pressure.
背得非常的滚瓜烂熟。
And I recited my whole sermon.
等我站起来的时候。
But when I stood up,
我看见下面的人，有的人用两个眼睛看我，有的人用四个眼睛看我的时候。
When I see all these eyes on me,
我什么都忘记。
I forgot everything.
半个钟头的讲道。
Half an hour of message.
我记得不到七分钟下台鞠躬。
7 minutes passed and I was finished.
但是那篇道是我花了很多的心血时间所产生出来的。
But that sermon was prepared with much effort.
我忘不了这个人讲的这句话。
And I remember vividly his teaching.
每一次讲道要像第一次讲道一样，那样的认真，那样的准备，那样的心情，那样的祷告。
What he meant obviously was I should prepare for the sermons as if this was my first time. Lots of effort, lots of prayer.
第二句话呢？
What was the second?
他说你每一次讲道要像你在这里讲最后一篇道一样。
Every time you preach, you should preach as if this was the last time you're going to preach there.
讲完以后就不来了。
After you preach this, you won't be coming back to this church.
其实还不是这样，讲完以后你就没有机会要讲。请问你要讲什么呢？
Or to put it even more extreme, if you can only preach this last sermon, what would you preach?
有的时候我想，中心的管家二月份有四次可以讲，慢慢来吧。
And sometimes I feel there are four weeks in February. I have plenty of time to develop this topic.
但是这个传道人给我的提醒，我不会忘记。你要讲到好像你最后一次讲一样，像保罗把他的心都倒出来给提摩太看一样。
You should preach as if this was your last time, like Paul here pouring out his heart.
他在这里把最重要的话告诉提摩太，提醒他，你一面要注意。Doctrine, 一面要注意 evangelism, 两方面都要平衡。
And when Paul poured out his heart, he emphasized to Timothy that you should preach the doctrine and to be an evangelist.
等一下，我们还会回来这一点。
We will come back to this.
今天我们没有时间看前面，我们看提摩太后书第四章六到八节。
But now we would like to pay more attention to the latter part.Verses 6 through 8.
一节到五节，保罗对提摩太最后的耳提面命。
Verses 1 to 5 were the last commands that Paul gave to Timothy.
第六节到第八节，保罗在勉励提摩太以后，再一次把自己的见证摆出来。
And in verses 6 through 8, after giving Timothy the last commands, Paul.Gave forth his own testimony.
哎呀，每一次我看保罗的这个书信，我心里面有很深的感动，给我有一些很宝贵的提醒。
I'm so moved every time when I read the letters of Paul because I'm reminded of so much.
请注意，每一次保罗讲理论，一定不忘记应用。
Because I realize every time Paul talks about theory, he always has applications.
罗马书是个讲理论的一本书。
For example, people say the book of Romans is a theoretical book.
但是从十二章到十六章有许许多多很精彩、很实际的应用的一些问题。
And yet, from chapters 12 through 16 in the book of Romans, we see many, many applications of his lessons.
以弗所是一个讲真理的一本书。
For example, the letter to the church in Ephesus also is very strong on doctrine.
讲教会真理。
Talk about the doctrine of the church.
前面三章讲理论，后面三章讲到实际。
But when he finished with the doctrines in the first three chapters, he went on to talk about practical applications.
保罗不只是讲理论，也讲应用。
Paul preaches theory and practice.
他也讲理论，也不忘记配上自己的见证，实际的经历。
And when he shares theory, he also shares his own experience.
保罗在这里提醒他说：“你要做忠心的管家。”
Paul is saying to Timothy, "You should be a faithful steward."
从第六节开始，他把自己做忠心管家的见证摆出来。
And in verse 6 onwards, he shared his own experience of being a faithful steward.
我们讲道的人常常有这样的压力。
And as preachers, oftentimes we have this pressure.
我所讲的我做到了吗？
Do I practice what I preach?
我常常想这个问题。
I often meditate on this question.
是不是我每一次站在台上讲的一定是我讲过的东西呢？ 一定是我经验过的东西呢。
The things that I preach on the pulpit are these things that I have experienced personally.
我不是替自己留一个阶梯下楼梯。
It's not that I want to prepare a route for escape.
我的答案不是的。
This is not my answer.
因为我不完全。
Because I am imperfect.
今天没有一个人站在台上是个完全的人。
Nobody can stand on the pulpit and be a perfect person.
是不是因为我不完全，我就不能把完全的标准带出来呢？
But because I'm imperfect, does that mean I cannot bring the perfect standards?
不是的。
That's not true.
我不完全，我还可以讲关于完全的信息。
Even though I am imperfect, I can still speak of the perfect.
态度不一样。
It's just the attitude is different.
我的态度是怎么样一个态度呢
？What kind of attitude do I hold？
弟兄姊妹完全在这里
，The perfection is here。
好不好？让我跟着弟兄姊妹一起往这个标准去走
？Can we all progress towards these standards？
不可否认
，Yes。
如果我们能够讲我们有经历的，我们所讲的一定会更有力量。
If we preach what we practice, there is more power.
所以我觉得这两方面我们都可以涉及到。一方面我们没有经历的，我们把它当成我们的心愿来讲；一方面我们讲我们有经历。
So I think we can do both. If we cannot reach that point, we can share it as our heart's desire. But then we can also share what we have experienced.
我最近常常想保罗讲过两句话。
These few days, I'm reminded of sayings of Paul.
保罗说我活着就是基督。
For example, Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
保罗又说一句话。
He also said,
我不知道别的，我只知道一样，所以我只传耶稣基督。
I only preach Jesus.
请各位把这两句话连在一起。
If you put these two statements together,
保罗传他所活的基督。
Paul preaches the living Christ.
保罗活出他所传的基督
But Paul, for him to live, is to live like Christ.
有一点复杂哈，大家再听我说一遍。保罗传他活的基督
Paul preaches the Christ that he lives.
保罗活出他所讲的基督
And he lives the Christ that he preaches.
最近我一直在思想这两句话
And I meditate on these two statements.
给我许许多多的提醒和帮助
And I was much helped and reminded.
使我提醒自己，不只是在台上要认真，台下要加倍的认真。
I remind myself that I have to be serious on the pulpit, and I have to pay double attention when I'm off the pulpit.
保罗讲完了勉励提摩太的话，把自己的见证带出来。
And here Paul is bringing forth his own testimony.
在那个他讲话的情形是保罗到了他生命最后一个阶段的时候。
Again, you have to realize that he is almost about to die.
主后66年
This is about AD 66.
最后他在那一年的夏天被罗马政府逮捕关在罗马的监狱里面
During the summer of that year, he was arrested again by the Roman government.
那个时候正是尼禄王就是 Nero 做皇帝的时候
At that time, the Caesar was Nero.
那么尼禄做皇帝的时候我们知道在历史上发生一件大事
And we realized that, when Nero was the emperor, there was a great historical event.
这个罗马城被烧掉了。
And that is the city of Rome was burned to the ground.
烧了多久呢
？How long did it burn for?
六天六夜。
We were told it burned for 6 days and 6 nights.
整个罗马的荣耀，整个罗马的建筑毁于一个礼拜的时间。
The whole city of Rome, all its glory and splendor, burned to the ground in a week.
这个火是怎么来的呢
？How did it start?
莫衷一是，各有各的说法。
Many people have different opinions.
有人说尼禄王他想要在他有生之年盖一个更美、更华丽的罗马城。
Some have said the Emperor Nero himself because he wanted to build a Rome according to his own plans.
旧的不去，新的不来。
If you do not destroy the old, you can't build a new.
烧掉。
So he started the fire.
那么也有人说尼禄王这人有一点发疯啊，这个人。
And some said, well, Nero was crazy.
他在想写一篇诗。
He wanted to write a poem.
他要写一篇诗是描写火海中的城市。
The poem has to do with a city in flames.
但是不晓得怎么写，他说最好自己经验一下，就可以写一个有体验的诗来。
Because he wanted to write this poetry, but then he did not have the experience.
就派人把罗马城烧掉。
He started the fire.
但是烧完以后，他发现事态严重。
But then when he realized what he has done,
因为罗马人有许多人非常的愤慨，把他们那么好的一个城市被毁于一旦。
Of course, many Romans were very angry.
据说罗马政府就放出谣言是基督徒做的。
And some have said, because of this, the Roman government then spread the rumor that the fire was started by Christians.
然后当然就这个罗马城的真正的火焰熄掉以后，那个罗马人心里面的火焰都起来了。
And so after the physical flames have died down, the inner flames was burning brightly in their hearts.
保罗就是那个时候被逮捕的一个人。
And according to all these historical records, Paul was probably arrested at this time.
那他为什么被杀呢？
And why was Paul executed?
又有一个传说。
There was another legend.
这个尼禄王呢，他有很多的情妇。
That this Nero has a lot of mistresses.
有一个情妇是他最喜欢的，最爱的。
There was one who was his favorite.
结果保罗偏偏把福音传给这个情妇。
But then Paul evangelized his favorite mistress.
然后这情妇信主以后呢，就离开皇宫，离开那个地方，就跑去跟基督徒在一起。
And because she believed in Christ, then she left the palace then to become a Christian.
哇，这个尼禄生气得不得了。
And so the emperor was very, very angry.
查到最后发现是保罗所做的事。
And he realized this was the workings of Paul.
这些都是一些传言。
Of course, these are legends.
还有一个传言。
There's still more.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。